Cardinals taking on the Rays as the Cardinals welcoming three new members into the Franchise Hall of Fame, among them Mark McGwire. But it was Tampa Bay who strikes first in this one.
The 1-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to center. Bam started in, now going back. It's got carry. It's got the wall, and it's gone. Lucas Duda continues his ownership of Mike Leake as he hits one just to the left of the batter's area out there in straightaway center field. It's his seventh home run as a member of the Rays, his 24th overall, and the Rays take a 2-0 first inning lead.
It's a swing and a drive, hit in the air to left field. Randall Grichuk turning and looking at the bullpen. It's gone, home run. Adany Echevarria rounds the bases, and the Rays get one back. It's 4-2 in the seventh. 2-2, Hunter pitches. And there it is, grounded into right field softly for a base hit. Pham rounds third, he will score. Molina has a nose for the clutch hit. It's a one-run game, 4-3 Rays. 1-2, here it comes. Grounded wide of first through, base hit right field. Molina scores the tying run, and rounding third, snapping his Jerko. He pulled a hamstring and goes back to third base.
The 2-2 pitch, swing and a drive. Center field and deep. Kiermaier turns around, and the Cardinals have just walked off. Tommy Pham with a two-run home run to center field. St. Louis comes all the way back, and they beat the Rays by a score of 6-4.
Tommy Pham's first career walk-off hit is a two-run homer to give the Cardinals their fourth walk-off win this season by a 6-4 score. Lucas Duda now 8-for-12 in his career versus Mike Leake with three homers and two doubles. Lance Lynn faces Chris Archer on Sunday. It was a tough luck, no decision for Rays starter Blake Snell. He turned in seven innings of two-run ball, fanning seven, but the Rays bullpen imploded in the eighth and the ninth as Tampa Bay suffered a 6-4 walk-off loss. Snell spoke to the media after the game.
I like that, me and Wilson. I felt like me and Wilson were on the same page quick. I felt like a lot of what I was doing, I was already set in my glove and he was calling it, so I was really happy about that. I was upset, though, about a lot of wasted pitches. I felt like more today I wasted a good amount of non-competitive pitches, so I was upset about that. But overall, I felt strong and felt like I had a really good rhythm going with Wilson right off the bat.
With a difficult six-inning, twilight comes into play. As a pitcher, how does it change what you're trying to do on the mound so the hitters aren't fouling off balls?
Nothing. Just got to keep attacking. It's not going to change anything. Still going to do what I want to do, attack the zone, make them hit what I want them to hit, and focus on every pitch the best that I can.
How big was it for you to go seven innings and help out the bullpen that's had a lot of work in the last couple of days?
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, those guys every night are just cleaning up innings, and they're a good group, special group. It's fun to watch them because every night they're doing the best they can, and It's good for us to see that because as starters, we love to see that the bullpen comes in and locks it down for the most part.
What are the emotions like after this game, one that it seemed like the team had the W in hand and then it slipped away?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to suck, of course. All of us want to win just as bad as the next guy, so it sucks, but the Arch are going tomorrow, and that's exciting for us.
Hit the seventh, and then you get to go out in the seventh. I mean, did you kind of feel focused on finishing strong? That you struck out the side of that?
Yeah, I love when he does that. It shows that he trusts me, and he's aware of how I feel. And I mean, I just like that he trusts me, and it makes me fired up even more that he trusts me that much to go out for the seventh and to hit as well, playing in the NL.
It was a tough night for the Rays and manager Kevin Cash as he watched a 4-2 lead disappear in the eighth with two runs by the Cardinals to tie the game and then two more in the ninth to win it on the walk-off home run by Tommy Pham. Cash spoke to the media after a 6-4 setback Saturday night.
Obviously, tough loss. That stunk there at the end. Blake was outstanding. Really impressed. Again, I mean, I keep saying this, and hopefully we continue to keep saying this because we needed him to step up big for us, and he did tonight. And, you know, there were a lot of things in his start that went wrong, not by his doing, just by, you know, a couple balls in the corner. And then, you know, we lost a ball up and didn't phase him one bit. That's a big, big step in the right direction that he continues making. So, You know, the home runs, we got off to a nice start off Leak. I know Duda's had success against him in the past, and it's nice to see him in there and it pay off quick to get a two-run lead. And then, you know, credit Mike Leak for being so efficient and not having to blow through their bullpen. They didn't have to make any moves up until basically once they got the lead or got it within one, whatever it was. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Tommy comes in. He's been worked very, very hard lately. That's not on him. That's on me. And it just didn't work out.
What was the pitch to Tommy Pham in the ninth?
I believe it was a changeup. It looked like it was middle down, I think. It was something off speed that, you know, he got the barrel to it. And the guy's having a tremendous year and getting big hits.
What are some of the challenges when Twilight comes into play?
Well, it happens everywhere. It doesn't happen in our ballpark, but we've got a white roof. So, you know, it's a communication thing amongst the infielders to the outfielders. I mean, KK had a beat on it, but he's, you know, coming from, you know, 100 yards away, whatever it was. I know Corey, I'm sure he feels terrible. He just went up and he lost it. I mean, it's a pretty helpless feeling when that happens. And then you see it happen probably once a night, once a series.
Those balls in the corner are tough to feel too, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of coming into a ballpark you know, we obviously don't play here very much. It looked like I didn't even see the first one. I'm not sure what happened on the first one. The second one, he tried to cut it off. The ball beat him, basically, and then it hit the wall and really kicked far. Yeah, we had Sheck was down, Romo was down. But had confidence in Boxy to come in there and get some outs.
I think you've said before in those situations, you need other guys to step up when they get called on in key moments, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, saying that, Box came into, what was it, two out spaces loaded. That's a pretty intense situation. Wong's having a tremendous year. He gets a big hit. Or was it Garcia? It was.
Wong got the hit.
Wong got the hit.
Looked like a little break there when Yorko pulls up.
Think that might. Oh, I think he's scoring if he doesn't pull up. Yeah. I don't know what happened, hip or.
Right. But I mean, that looked like it could have been an omen for you there. Like,
yeah. Good. Yeah, and then it comes up, and next inning, Carpenter shift beater with the bloop. And then, like I said, Tommy Pham's having a really solid season. Yeah, it stinks. I'm sure we're all sitting here right now saying that this is a game that we had. We should have won. We didn't. But we got to find a way to bounce back tomorrow, and we got a chance to win a series on the road, which is always important.
The Rays look to bounce back on Sunday behind ace Chris Archer. He'll be opposed by Lance Lynn.